Anything which occurs in nature needs to be processed to suit human needs, be it fruits, vegetables, pulses, water, and even the things which we use in our daily lives. Gold, diamond, and the like also need to be processed and purified before they are used. Similarly, human birth also needs cleansing. A child is born out of the union of the parents, and the child would definitely have their influences, both biological and psychological. Today, genetics proves this beyond doubt. Apart from this, according to Indian philosophy, every action becomes equivalent and opposite reaction in the individual, be it an action performed at the mental, physical, or even at the speech level. All and any of these actions produce a set of feelings, emotions, and anxiety with them. The actions and the reactions in the mind, all being forms of energy, cannot be destroyed, or their existence cannot be denied. These stick to the individual as dust settles on things over a period of time. These determine one's dispositions towards life and direct one's behavior while facing life. These tendencies are given the name samskaras in Indian philosophy. These may be good or bad from an empirical point of view. To clean the individual, rites are prescribed by shastras. These rites, also called as samskaras, clean the individual. They help in reducing the impact of the results of actions performed by one either in this birth or in his earlier birth, though we cannot do away completely with the results of actions that accrue to us, which is called karmapala. Again, the samskaras prepares one in the path of self-realization by tuning up the mind, clearing up the clogged thoughts. It may be noted that though the samskaras prescribed seem to be highly individualistic and self-centered, they also serve the society. This will be evident if one were to know about the samskaras. The word Veda is from the root Ved, to know. To whatever that is to be known cannot be known by the senses alone. Some of them have to be grasped intuitively. These are called as a priori in Western philosophy. The Vedas contain such knowledge, and as such it is called Shruti, means heard or grasped, and as such it is eternal, a principle, and as principles are eternal, the Pramanas or the statements of Vedas are also eternal. The great seers wrote the sutras or aphorisms to explain the Vedas. These sutras contain samskaras. These samskaras eliminate, control the negative influence of the mind and improve upon certain tendencies of the soul, which helps in one path of civilization. What are these 40 samskaras? We'll explore further.